Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Catherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person has great power as it is working. ESV.
I'm pretty sure I've heard this verse a few times, especially since James is probably one of my favorite books because it's just packed full of so much wisdom in five chapters.
Yes.
And it's just really, really good. But this one kind of came to life a little bit more for me as we were looking into this for our podcast today. And it says, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another. I am so guilty, and all of my girlfriends know this. I am guilty of having no problem saying what atrocities have happened to me, you know, what has been done to me lately. I can't believe I got treated like this, and I had to deal with this situation, and this person did me wrong, and this person did me wrong, and I got irritated here, and this thing happened, and that's what I dish out, and I can be complaining about it. Instead of going to my girlfriends and just straight complaining about things, I could instead do a better job of saying, hey, I was self-reflecting on myself for yesterday, and I realized this is what I'm struggling with. I'm struggling with how I'm responding to people. I'm struggling with what I say in response to when things are happening to me. Like, I need to be more aware of, hey, these are my sins and these are my struggles. Friend, please pray for me. As opposed to focusing on the wrongs being done to me.
Yeah. Instead of focusing on the external, focus on the internal. Like, road rage.
I don't know what you're talking about. Don't ask my verbal daughter.
It's like, let's not concentrate on the other people driving. Let's concentrate on how I'm reacting to them driving crazy.
So maybe, Jenny, what you're saying is I need to talk to you about my road rage and have you pray for me is what we're talking about right now.
But possibly.
Okay. All right. But see, this is what we're supposed to be doing.
Yes. There is something freeing, though, when you talk about something that has really been, like, troubling your soul or, you know, just boggling your mind. When you confess it to someone else, when you say it out loud, doesn't it, it seems to lose its power.
Yes, you know, it does.
It's just all of a sudden, like, when I say something that has been, that I've been wrestling with or struggling, when I confess it to someone else, it's all of a sudden like Satan's just lost his power over me. I am freed from that now. There is something really therapeutic in what James is saying here.
I like how you just said therapeutic, because it says at the end that you may be healed. So, and the point of therapy is to get better and heal.
Yeah. And therapy is great. I do think that there is something great about talking to a brother or sister in Christ, though. Someone that's going to lead you and point you in the direction of Christ, not necessarily, depending on if a therapist is a believer or not.
I think it's extremely important. That's a really great discussion. As believers, the way we handle our problems and the way we deal with what's weighing us down needs to be handled in a Christ-like manner. It needs to be done in a biblical fashion. And if we go to an outside source to help us figure out how to heal our pain, it's probably not going to be quite as effective. I mean, I'm not saying there's no sense or no help in secular types of help, but the way Christ
healing,
does it,
yeah, true
is
healing
unlike
comes
anything else.
Through Christ, it really true healing. Didn't Nancy talk about this at Mercy Multiply too? just the true healing.
Oh, yeah. She was saying there's institutions that are run by the world, and then institutions that are run by the Holy Spirit, and where true healing and true reformation takes place is in the Christ-centered ones. And she worked in both capacities, government,
yeah,
and Christ-filled, and what she saw was night and day. And I think it's extremely important to recognize where you're going to try to get your healing. We can try to band-aid our pain and band-aid our hurts and our wounds, or we could take them to the one who heals. And having your brother or your sister in Christ that you can go to and say, I'm struggling. And here's another place of conviction that I had gotten actually a couple years ago, is I used to tell people, oh, I'll pray for you. Like, I'll be praying for you. And then not actually remember to do it. Not because I had ill will about it. I just would say it and then I'd forget about it. And then I'd feel really bad then later on when it was like, oh, you go back to that person and then you feel like you can't really say anything because you'd forgotten to pray for them. But now, as I say, I am going to pray for you, I try to be very deliberate to stop what I'm doing. And even if it's just a really quick prayer, just interceding for that person.
Yeah, sometimes I try to pray right then and there. Mm-hmm. And then there's other times that I do keep it in my journal of kind of what I'm praying for and who I'm specifically praying for, especially if it's a long term.
Tell me about this journal.
I keep a prayer journal by my bed that's just kind of a reminder of, because I'm very forgetful.
Me too. That's why I'm asking.
just kind of a reminder of what specifically I'm praying for in my family, or and what people I'm trying to pray for in church or bigger organizations or just life in general, depending on who I've run into or what's happened in my day, because I do want to be deliberate and I do want to remember everyone. And because prayer is big, and I think sometimes, not everyone, I think sometimes we kind of take it for granted. One, that we're able to pray to God directly, but two, just how powerful prayer is. If you think back to like Old Testament, one quick reference, think about Jacob and Esau. I never say his name right.
I say Esau, but I don't know.
Esau? Okay, Esau.
Tomato, tomato.
Jacob tricked Esau, like, to giving up his inheritance. And then, like, put on, what was it, like, goat skin or something like that, so that his father thought he was Esau, so that Jacob could receive Esau's blessing. Think about how important that prayer and that blessing must have been for him to go through that much
deception to get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
There has been time and time again throughout the Bible about talking about prayer and blessing someone that God's trying to make a point here. Like, we're supposed to not be taking these things for granted. He hears our prayers.
Yeah, that's the last part of this verse too. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. It's also another version of this verse is the prayer of a righteous person avails much. It works. Prayer works.
Yeah.
God hears us. He cares. He responds to us. Is it always going to be the answer we want? Is it always going to go? No, but our ways are not his ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. And we have to trust that it's all going to work out and it's all going to be good at some point. And it will. Yeah,
exactly.
So I kind of wanted to talk about the healing part a little bit and what exactly that's referring to here. Like, what do you think that they might be talking about as far as that you're going to be healed if you pray for each other?
I think there is definitely like a mental thing that happens in healing. But I also think that sometimes we don't get to see the healing on this side of heaven too. So there's both.
Yeah, there is both for sure. Looking into some of the commentary on the healing, a lot of it was pointing to sin's damage. Mm-hmm. So what we're confessing to each other is our sin, and sin has an effect on us. Sometimes it's just physical, sometimes it's just emotional, sometimes it's a spiritual sickness.
True.
Sometimes it's anxiety. I know for me, there's been times in my life where I was not in a proper place emotionally, spiritually, you name it, and I was having major anxiety and major stress and things that were wreaking havoc on my body. And that was because of unrepented sin. It was from not recognizing where I was falling short, but also not bringing that to other believers to help me see that and to help me pray for me and help show me and help me get to a place where I could heal.
Yeah. And think about how many times you may have worried about something in your head and you get all twisted up in knots, and sometimes you could get a stomach ache or just stress or a headache or just physical ailments for something that you have worried about so much in your head that if you had just said it out loud to another believer, a sister or a brother that could have talked you through it and maybe not, you know, maybe felt that healing of, oh, wow, okay, this isn't something that I should have to worry about, or let's just lay this burden down because it's not going to do any good. Or, you know, there's a certain amount of healing in that talking through the whatever the situation might be.
Oh, and I've definitely noticed that even for me, when I have finally gotten to the place where I was in a rough spot and then I did confess things and talk about them and had prayer, it changed. My level of stress went down, my anxiety went down, all the things that I was struggling with, my heart rate, my just all of it. There was a healing element to dealing with that.
That is beautiful. This verse is just, it's a great reminder to all of us regularly.
We need to be accountable to each other. So our challenge this week is, are you being vulnerable and introspective enough to dish out your sin and let your brother or sister of Christ keep you accountable and pray for you? And then are you doing the same thing for them?
So glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing and catch all our new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next week.